Kof Shavat, Monday the 5th of February, Rabbi David Moore, Purim. Ah, a change from the published title, Tefillah.
This is actually also Minyana de Yoyma, for two reasons. It's about getting it right in shul every day. Yeah. So that's Minyana de Yoyma, because that applies every day. Plus, in this week's Sedra, at the end of this week's Sedra, the Rambam who says it's a mitzvah say to daven every day, he learns it from the Pasuk at the end of this week's Sedra. Ba'avadatem eis Hashem v'rekeichem. From there we learn eis avodah shebleiv zeh tefillah, service to Hashem in the heart, that's tefillah. So that has to do with this week's Sedra, the mitzvah tefillah. I'm sure it's happened to many of you, that you walk one day into the supermarket or the greengrocer and you knew you came here to buy something and you scratch your head and you just can't remember what you're supposed to buy here. And worse than that can be that your wife asked you to buy something in the supermarket and you can't remember what she told you.
Yeah.
And even worse is that she gave you a list of what to buy and you mislaid it. The same thing is, when you come into shul, you have to remember what you came for. And there's a list, and it's even written down in the Gemara, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, what you're supposed to do there, what you're not supposed to do there. Some people come into shul, and they forget what they came for. And they scratch their head, think, what am I doing here? You have to get it right in shul every day to know, first thing, what did I come here for? There are two main things one comes to shul for. Namely, tefillah b'tzibur, to daven with the tzibur. Plus, to answer Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu. On Mondays and Thursdays, of course, there's the additional thing of Kriyas HaTorah. But the two basics are Tefillah B'Tzibur and answering Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu. There are certain things, there's the do's and the don'ts. There's the don'ts also, what you're not supposed to do. There are many, many halachas here. Obviously, it's impossible to speak about all of them in this short time. But we'll mention the ones which are most nagea, most applicable. The first thing is, one comes to daven tefillah b'tzibur. What does tefillah b'tzibur mean? The Mishnah Berurah says, brings from the Chayodon, the ikar mitzvah tefillah b'tzibur is 10 people should all start shonas at the same time. It doesn't mean the exact split second. Basically, one should all be in the first bracha at the same time. You cannot start exactly Hashem Svasai with a stopwatch every the same time, but you should all be starting the first bracha at the same time. If somebody arrives in shul a bit late, there are certain halachas of what he should skip out, certain parts of Sukkot Zimra, in order to catch tefillah b'tzibur, because that is extremely important to daven with the tzibur. The heter to skip out is only if somebody was an oinus, it was an unforeseen thing that happened, some unforeseen delay that happened to him, but obviously the chachila has to be in shul in enough time that one can daven from the beginning till the end, straight through, without missing anything out. Plus, the Paskim say, if you come to a shul and you see that you are late and you will have to miss something out, but in this shul, the Shtiblach, there's another minion in 10, 15 minutes' time, you're not allowed to skip out, you have to wait and daven the next minion. Unless somebody's really pressed for time, he's got to be in his colon, in his job, in his office, etc. at a certain time. But if it's at all possible, one should wait till the next minyan in order not to have to skip out. Obviously, there are some people that they delay before davening. Even to learn before davening is incorrect, if because of that you're going to have to miss out pieces of davening. The Mora says, Zman Torah L'Choyd, Zman Tila L'Choyd. One has to learn, but there's a time for learning and a time for davening. So, the main aim when you come to shul is to be at the beginning of shul nasa together with everybody else. What happens if somebody is in a bit of a rush and the tzibur are taking too long for his liking? He would like to start a bit earlier than the tzibur. That is an issa which it says in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. There's an issa lahakdim tfilasai letfilas ha-tzibur. What does that mean? If you're in shul and there's a tzibur davening, you're not allowed to start Shonasa before them. That is a zilzal in the tzibur. You're together with another 9 yidden, and they are going to be a tzibur, and you are running on ahead in front of them. That's a zilzul. You're not machshiv the tzvila b'tzibur. If somebody is really desperate and he has to catch a train or whatever, so he has to daven before the tzibur starts, he has to go out of the shul and daven outside. One is not allowed to start shunessa in the shul before the tzibur. What is called before the tzibur, like we said before, you can't have everybody starting the stopwatch together, but as everybody starts approximately Hashem Sosei Tiftach, you join in with everybody. So, one mustn't daven shunessa after the tzibur to miss to the tzibur. You mustn't daven either before the tzibur, even if half your shunessa will coincide with the tzibur's first half of shunessa, that doesn't help. You mustn't start before the tzibur. Besides the fact you might result to the tzibur because you started before them, it's a zilzul in the tzibur. It's an issa to daven before the tzibur starts. You have to either start with the tzibur, or if you're really pressed for time, go outside and daven outside the shul. What happens? The opposite case, a person is taka late, he comes into shul late, and he's not going to make it to start together with the tzibur. What should he do? This is also a beferish gemara. Hanichnas abeisik nesa, suddenly enters the shul, umotz the tzibur mispavlin, and he finds the tzibur are davening, and the time he gets to shunestra, they're going to be deep into shunestra. It depends. If he can finish his shunestra before the chazan gets up to Kedusha, then start, and daven, and finish. However, if you've come so late that the time you start shunessa and the amount of time it takes you to daven shunessa, you will not be able to finish before the chazan gets up to Kedusha, you're not allowed to start. Why? Because if you would have started together with everybody else, you would have had a big mitzvah tefillah b'tzibur, the real mitzvah tefillah b'tzibur, that even though maybe the chazan was a bit quick and you take longer than him, and when he's up to Kedusha, you'll still be in the middle of shunessa, that doesn't matter. You'll just listen to the chazan saying Kaddish on Baruch and Yimna, you can be able to with that. But if you started later than the tzibur, that means the tzibur were past the first bracha when you started shunessa. This is what we call a second grade only of tefillah b'tzibur. It's not the first grade of tefillah b'tzibur, it's only the second grade. Since it is only the second grade, then the chiyuv of Kedusha comes before it. Mimela, you cannot start shunessa unless you will finish before the chazan gets to Kedusha. This applies to Ma'ariv also, where there's no Kedusha. If you start shunessa late, you can only start if you'll finish before the chazan gets to Kaddish. There is a possibility in many places you have the luxury of having a few minyanim one after the other. If you have either already heard or will be able to, after this minyan, hear Kaddish and Kedusha from a different minyan, then you can daven even if you started later than the tzibur, because although you're going to miss Kedusha and Kaddish in this minyan, you'll just go next door to the next tzibur and you'll hear it there. You have to be able to, in this time of Tzvila, Chaparayin, Kaddish, and Kedusha from either this minyan or another minyan. So sometimes it can be that you heard it the minyan before, as you started davening, you heard Kaddish Kedusha from another minyan. You've been yotzer with that. Sometimes you didn't, so you wait till after this minyan and hear Kaddish Kedusha from the next minyan. So this is the halacha of somebody who comes late, that if you can finish before the chazan gets up to Kedusha by Shacharis and Mincha, or before he gets up to Kaddish by Ma'ariv, then you may start. But if you know all the time you always take, the time in this shul they always take, you will not make it, then one cannot start. What do you do? If it's Shacharis and Mincha, you wait till the chazan starts Chazor HaShat, and you daven together with him. Then, as everybody knows, if you daven together with the chazan, you say Kedusha together with the chazan. When he says Nekadesh or Lagdishach, whatever you say it. When everybody says Kadosh and Baruch and Yimlach, you say that. You say the Doi Vodoi Nagi Golecha together with the chazan, and you try and keep up with him the whole time, because when the chazan gets to Shema Kuleinu, you're really supposed to say Amen. You cannot say Amen because you're in the middle of Shema Nesha. You're supposed to make sure that your Shema Kaleinu coincides with his. Mimela, when he'll say Baruch Atah Hashem Shomer Tefillah, you'll also say it. So it's as if you answered Amen on his. That's number one. Number two is, when the tzibur say moedim, everybody bows down, you're also mechuyav to bow down. However, there's an issa with Rabbanon to bow down at the beginning or end of any of the brachas except the ones which Chazal specifically fixed that there's a chiyav kriya, namely Avos and Haidah. Beginning of Shmoneh Esrei and Avos and Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham, beginning and the end of that. And the beginning of Moedim, and then Baruch Atah Hashem, Atah Hashem Chanechon HaHaidah, there's a Takonos Chachamim to bow down. The beginning or end of any other bracha, there's an Issa, because you're Moisif ala Kriyas, you're adding on Chazal's Takonah. Chazal, Beruach Kol Shav, knew exactly where and when there has to be a Chiyuv Kriya. We're not allowed to add. That's a kind of Baal Tosif. So, when the tzibur bow down for Moedim, you're also mechuyav to say Moedim. What are you going to do if you're stuck at the beginning or the end of another bracha? You won't be able to. Which is why you should try and make sure you daven together with the chazan, so your Moedim will coincide with the chazan's Moedim, and you'll be banged down in the exact right place as you're supposed to. If it happens that you didn't manage, and you are not at the beginning or end of a bracha, you're in the middle of a bracha, then you are allowed to bow down. When the chazan says moedim, not only are you allowed to, you are mechuyav to, because everybody's bowing down to Hashem, and you're not. That's like a kfira sort of thing, in some kind of an idea of kfira, that everybody's bowing down to Hashem, and you're saying, oh, I'm not bowing down. You have to bow down together with the tzibur. So if you're the beginning and the end of another bracha, you're not allowed to, it's too bad. If you're in the middle of a bracha, you bow down, you just say the same words that you're saying, you don't say moedim, you say the same words, for example, and you just show to the tzibur that you're bowing down together with everybody else. What happens if you come into shul and you're late? So you say, okay, I'll learn a bit, I'll wait till the next minyan, and you want to go to your fixed place to sit down and learn, or to put on your talis and tefillin before the next minyan gets started. And the tzibur already davening Shmoneh Esrei. To get to your place, you're going to have to walk in front of somebody who's davening Shmoneh Esrei. There's an issa lava lifnei hamispalah. You mustn't walk in front of somebody who's davening Shmoneh Esrei. Not only that, if you started Shmoneh Esrei in your place, and the person behind you was running late, and he started late, time you're ready to say, Oseh Shalom, he's still in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. You mustn't take back 3 steps when he's still in the middle, because you're going to be over lifnei hamispalah. You are walking towards the mispalah. And the halacha is, if somebody is down Shmoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to walk within 4 amos in front of him, because it disturbs his kavanah. Mimela, if somebody is down Shmoneh Esrei behind you, if you go back 3 steps, you'll be walking right into his 4 amos. Even if you're heading his 4 amos, but you're going closer to him, that's also awesome. You have to stay put till he finishes, and then you go back 3 steps. It was wrong of him.
So is it only because you're going to disturb him?
Even if, it says, even if his eyes are closed and he's got his talus pulled over his eyes, it's still awesome.
Right.
So even though it was wrong of him to start late behind you, he should have switched places with you or gone to a place in front of you. But what he did, that's his avera. But you mustn't walk back the 3 steps in front of him.
He's standing by the door, disturbing everyone.
Oh, so that is a very famous shaila. It's not only a famous shaila, it's a very common shaila. Unfortunately, there are people who, because they're the latecomers, there's no room for them to go to the place. They stand right by the door or by the aisle where everybody has to walk past, and they are a public nuisance. There are a number of Achronim who discuss this Shaila, and the place they want to bring a Raya from to this Shaila is, there's halacha, a mace mitzvah is koina mekoimai. If unfortunately you find somebody was nifta in the middle of a field somewhere, there's a takonas Yeshua that you're allowed to bury him just where you found him. You don't have to take him anywhere else, and the owner of the field cannot say, what are you doing burying somebody in my field? Hashem made that there's a shomer shugah punct in your field, is if he died there, then he's koina mekoimai, he's allowed to be buried there. If it's more covered for him to take him to proper Bisakwaras, you take him to Bisakwaras. But if you don't have where to take him to, then the owner of the field, or wherever he was found, is mechuyav to allow him to be buried there. What would be if he was found in the middle of the public way, in the street? Then even if somebody buried him there on the spot because he didn't have anybody to speak to, there were no mobile phones in those days. So he buried him where he was, and they went to the town, and he found the next of kin, and he contacted them and said, you know, your third cousin is lying there. They say, oh, that's no good. We have to go and see what's happening there. And they see he's buried in the middle of the street. Then, the halacha is, you're allowed to remove him. Not only allowed to remove him, you need to remove him from his kever to put him somewhere else, because every kohen that walks through this street is going to become tummy. And there are many kohenim, and no kohenim will be able to go over this street. So, since it's a mazik to the public, you are allowed to remove him. So some achronim want to say, this person was damaged from Nesir in everybody's way. It's exactly the same case. However, all the achronim who discuss the shaila, and they all bring the same raya, they all finish off their shaila with two words, b'tzorich iyon. None of them had the courage to pask in the mice that should be mutter, because anything which is a beferish issa in Gemara, the possum are frightened to touch. So mimela, one should preferably do, at all costs, try to avoid walking in front of Sunday, even if it was wrong of him to daven in the aisle or next to the door, one should still wait. There's a famous story of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein was in his yeshiva in America, and suddenly somebody came up to him and said, Rabbi Feinstein, there's an international call for the Rosh Yeshiva. In those days, an international call wasn't like nowadays. There were no 3 minutes or anything like that. It was expensive. It cost a few dollars a minute, even in those days. And if anybody is calling up for a Moshe Feinstein from another country, it must be in some important China. So he started walking outside the Beis Medrash to get to the phone to answer the call. As he's in the middle of walking through the Beis Medrash, stop, froze. And the person accompanying him didn't know what's happened yet. Is the Rosh Yeshiva not feeling well? Or what has happened? The Rosh Yeshiva said to him, don't you see? There's a wall here. A wall? I can't see any wall. They suddenly built a wall in the middle of the space of Menish. I can't see any wall. There was a cotton. There was a small boy davening Shemoneh Esrei. And obviously, it was after everybody else had been davening, because davening had finished. Ramosha was going out after davening to answer this call. He was down in Shemoneh Esrei, and to get outside the base of Medrash, he had to walk in front of this cotton davening. He was a cotton, davening later than everybody else. Right? And Rav Moshe Feinstein said, it's a wall. If Chazal say, you mustn't walk within the 4 amps of somebody, so Rav Moshe Feinstein's eyes, that's a brick wall. It's even stronger than a brick wall. He waited there, and the minutes ticked by till this boy finished Shemoneh Esrei. Only then did he continue walking. So one can see that is a very strict issa, and a Moshe Feinstein, who, when he needed to be matter something, he knew how to be matter it, and he didn't want to be matter to walk in front of this coffin that was standing after everybody else, and he was under by mitzvah as well. No, it's a brick wall. So one should be very careful.
If you're standing in front of somebody, not directly opposite, you may be to the side.
If it's to the side, Mishnah Brura says,
a bit not too far.
That the chila one should be careful. But b'shas adchak, if you're running late, or you need to go home, or whatever, then you're allowed to go back the 3 steps. If you're not, it means he's not directly behind you, he's to the side behind you. So you're not going directly in front of him, you're going to the side of him. L'chak chila, some poskim hold, that you mustn't walk even in the side of somebody, so l'chak chila we're machon like that. But, b'di'evet, if it doesn't work out, you're pressed for time or whatever, then you're allowed to go back. That's called Tzedodin Shelefonov, the sides of the front of him. That's mutter.
If it's a Mechitza Sasora, then even Tertal Damas.
Oh, now, the thing is like this. There are two Isra. One is to walk in front of a Mispalo. Another is to sit within the 4 amas of a Mispalo, even to the side of him. The issa of sitting is because when a person davens, he's standing opposite the Shekhinah. There's an issa to sit in the machane, in the camp of the Shekhinah. So even if it's not in front of him, it's to the side of him, it's also 4 amas. There is a shitta even 4 amas behind him. There are certain kulas in the 4 amas behind him. There's another kula that if you are davening, any part of davening, you're allowed to sit down. You want to say tachnun, you want to say ashe, what you want to say, if it's davening, not to learn, but if you want to daven, you're allowed to sit within the 4 amas, because since you are also talking to Hashem, it's not chisorin and cover the fact that you're sitting there. there's a number of differences between the Issa of sitting and the Issa of walking past the Mespalim. If the Marshal, like he was Ma'ira, if there's a Mechitza 10 Tefachim high in front of the Mespalim, then you're allowed to sit in front of that Mechitza because you're not in his Machna anymore. There's a Mechitza breaking up the Machna between him and yourself. However, to walk in front of him, it does not help a Mechitza of 10 Tefachim unless the Mechitza is so tall it goes above his head. Because the Issa of walking from this panel is based on the Issa of disturbing somebody down in Shunessa. Even if his eyes are closed and he's got a tassel over his head, it's still Issa, but it's based on the Issa of disturbing somebody. Because it disturbs him, it doesn't help there's a Mechitza in front of him, which is 10 Tefachim high, and which for other halachas might be considered as a Mechitza, because he can still see you. The Mechitza has to be above eye level. On the other hand, if you do not have a Mechitza, but you have something else in front of his eyes, you have a curtain in front of his eyes, he's leveling in front of a curtain, which it doesn't have a shame of a Mechitza, it's not called a Mechitza. You're allowed to walk in front of him if it's an opaque curtain, but you can't sit there, because since a shaky curtain is not called a Mechitza, a curtain is only a Mechitza if it's tied taut. It's taut, I mean it doesn't shake at all. In Ruach Metzuyah, then it's called a Mechitza. If it shakes like a regular curtain, it's not called a Mechitza. So you'd be allowed to walk there because he can't see you. It blocks his view. But you can't sit there because you were in his four Amos, because there's no Mechitza, halachadik Mechitza, blocking him from you. So that is already one or two differences between the Issa of passing in front of somebody, in front of somebody down the Shasa, or sitting in his Zalad Amos. So this is the halacha of walk in front of Sunday Dharma Shunasa. Obviously, some people who like to Dharma Lam Shunasa, which if they have come on, it's a very good thing to do, but not at somebody else's expense. If you are one of the Ma'arichim, you are one of the people who have a lot of Kavana, and you want to Dharma Lam Shunasa, your place, you don't be humble, your place is in the Mizrachvant. You have to daven at the front, in order you won't disturb anybody else who wants to go back three steps, who wants to get out of shul. Is even though you're an on-off, and you want to daven in the back bench, that's another in the wrong place. You have to daven at the front. You shouldn't disturb anybody else. That's a very important thing, because if you daven Shunasa and your Shunasa is disturbing somebody else in Shemaim, they're not very pleased when your Shunasa comes up, and you'd be better off davening a shorter Shunasa. Because instead of getting a mitzvah from it, a person might be getting an aveira from it. He's just disturbing somebody else. Not only that, if somebody plants himself in the aisle or in the place where everybody has to walk over, one or two things is going to happen. Either the people who walk there are going to be careful about the halacha, and they're not going to walk in front of him, and then he's being mitzayah them. They can't go home, they can't get a sefer, they can't do what they want. Or there are people who don't know this halacha, and they're going to walk in front of him, so he was over wholesale, lifnei, and they sit a michshol. He put a michshol in front of the whole shul, and they're all walking in front of him. Which is why, if you're late, either down a short shvanasta, or make sure that you're down in a place which doesn't disturb anybody. When one davens Shvanasa...
This is table mechitza. Are all these tables mechitzas?
These tables are not a mechitza because there's an empty space between the floor and the table. If there would be a piece of wood going down, so within three tefachim of the floor...
The
bima, right, because it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide.
No,
this is called a mechitza tzluya. It has to go down within 3 tefachim of the ground. Some shtenders have that. The shtender sometimes has a piece of wood, and it goes down within 3 tefachim of the ground. Then you say lovud, it's as if it's connected to the ground. But these tables don't have anything till the piece at the bottom here, so they are not good as a mechitza. When one davens Shvanesra, one asks you one or two things. Either to say word for word from the Siddur, or to close your eyes and say it by heart. Each person, according to how he feels, he can best be Mechaven, his Shvanesra. But to look around doing the Shvanesra, that is not only an Aveira, that is a big Zilzol, it's a Bizoyan, you're talking to Hashem, and in the middle, you're looking around to see who's just walked in and who's doing this and who's doing that. That is a zilzal. If you were talking to even your friend, you wouldn't do such a thing. Kol Shekein, somebody important, and Kol Shekein, Melech Malach Halacha Kodesh Baruch. So that is an Issa. You see, sometimes, unfortunately, some people don't know this Halacha. They're in the Middash for Esther, and they're looking everywhere else but the Siddur in front of them. So either you have to look inside the Siddur, or you have to close your eyes and daven Baal Peh, however you feel you can best be Mechavan. And it goes without saying, Chas Chalila, one does not look at a mobile phone in the middle of Shanessa, and that is the Spitz. That's the epitome of chutzpah.
Absolutely.
I was once davening in a shul next to somebody, and at the end of davening, he wanted to say Kaddish. He was a Yosem, or for whatever reason, wanted to say Kaddish. And he was standing right next to me, and comes down to the and he starts saying Kaddish. In the middle of Kaddish, what did I see? Right next to me, puts his hand in his pocket, puts it back in. So I couldn't control myself. When he's finished saying Kaddish, I said, listen, there's a limit to the... This is the giddy limit of chutzpah. If you be in the middle of Shemesh, that's one thing. You're saying Kaddish with a whole shul to listen, to answer Yeshmi Rabbah, and in the middle of that, you take out your phone. You'll not believe what he answered. He said, what? I took out my phone? He didn't even remember that he'd done it. There's a real story. He couldn't even recall that he's taking this out. He's so used to it. It's a reflex action. When he put it back in his pocket, he couldn't even recall how long does Kaddish take to say. Which goes to show that a person has to be careful what he does. Is after you do it too many times, you don't even know what you're doing. And that's even worse than somebody taking out the kavanah, because he's at such a low level, he takes it out without knowing what he's doing. He doesn't appreciate what Kaddish is, that he's being the Kaddish Hashem's name for the whole tzibur. So, one has to be very careful. When you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, keep your eyes focused. There is a new Yetzer Hara. They've got, nowadays, on the phone, there's nothing which is not on the phone nowadays. And obviously, of course, there's a Siddur on the phone. So that's all well and good. You can be stuck somewhere in the middle of nowhere, somewhere on the motorway, and you just pull out your phone, you've got a Siddur there. That's all nice and fine. What happens is, somebody once did that in a shul where I was standing, and he came right next to me, and I had the schus to stand next to this person, and he's davening Shemoneh Esrei from his phone. I'd never seen such a thing before. So he came late, I'd finished Shemoneh Esrei, so I was watching what he was doing. What do you think happened in between Hashivein and Slachlonim? A little red thing came on the screen, it was a picture of a telephone, and it means he's got a call. Boom! In between Hashivein and Slachlonim, let's see. Oh, Slachlonim. So that is a danger. To use a phone to daven when you can get a call in the middle, the one place that's not calling you is Shemayim. They may be sending you a message to daven properly, but they're not sending it through your mobile phone. So one has to be very careful. If a person is using his phone for a cause, he has to make sure that there's no disturbances that are going to come up in the middle of his Shemoneh Esrei. Obviously, Chazaras Hashatz, everybody knows that one has to be extremely careful not to talk in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz. It's the only place in the whole Shulchan Aruch, all four volumes of the Shulchan Aruch, where it says if somebody does this Avera, Godoil Avoinai Minasoy. His Avera is bigger than he can bear, than he can carry. It's such a big Avera. Why? Because your Shliach is davening, supplicating to Hashem on your behalf, and you're talking as if you couldn't care less. So that is a chutzpah, and that's why I say God l'avayim in the sight. One should not daven either, the Achrayim say, one should not even daven, because when your shliach, you've appointed him as your shliach, whether you like it or not, he's your shliach to daven in front of Hashem, he's your deputation to daven to Hashem, and you must listen, answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemayim, Amen, every bracha, listen what he's saying. It goes without saying that you don't pull out your phone in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz. And even worse than that, there's people sending or receiving texts in the middle. That is an issur gomor. One has to learn to control oneself for this short time span of Chazaras Hashatz, and preferably right till the very end of davening, put away your phone and leave it, and with that way your twiddle will become a kugel.